SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Wisconsin Supreme Court orders new legislative maps in a redistricting case brought by Democrats.
Controlled by liberals, the court overturned Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordered that new district boundary lines be drawn as Democrats had urged. The ruling comes less than a year before the 2024 election in a battleground state where four of the six past presidential elections have been decided by fewer than 23,000 votes. Republicans built large majorities in the legislature under maps they drew over a decade ago. The court said it will proceed with adopting remedial maps in time for the election, unless the Republican-controlled legislature can pass maps that Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign. Evers vetoed the current maps. I'm Norman Hall.
Some senior citizens have a new companion to help them combat loneliness.
The device is called LEQ. It has an eyeless, mouthless head that lights up and swivels.
That's a wonderful perspective to have.
83-year-old Deanna DeZern was one of the first to get one.
I can say things to LEQ that I won't even say to my grandchildren. I can just open the floodgates.
DeZern says LEQ comforted her when her friend died.
I've been asked, doesn't it feel like you're talking to yourself? No, because I get an answer.
LEQ remembers each user's interest and their conversations, helping to tailor future chats.
It makes getting older more bearable.
But a university psychologist worries LEQ may keep some seniors from seeking out human contact. I'm Ed Donahue.
The man at the center of one of the Navy's largest corruption and bribery cases is back in the U.S. Former defense contractor Leonard Glenn Francis fled the country in 2022, but was returned to the U.S. as part of a prisoner swap with Venezuela. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A is under attack again.
The fast food chain is Christian-owned and has always been closed on Sundays to honor the Sabbath. But Democrats in the New York State Assembly are pushing a bill that would specifically require restaurants along the New York State Thruway to be open on Sundays. Chick-fil-A has been boycotted and is already opposed by liberal lawmakers and university officials across the country because its owner publicly stated his support for biblical marriage back in 2012. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis makes another pronouncement that will concern conservative Catholics. The pontiffs ordered Vatican bureaucrats to avoid rigid ideological positions that prevent them from understanding today's reality, as he says. This comes just days after he sparked global controversy by formally allowing Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples in a radical change of Vatican policy. This is SRN News. Well, this week ended mostly quiet on Wall Street.
Stocks finished mostly higher on Wall Street Friday, and the S&P 500 closed with its eighth straight weekly increase. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%, as did the NASDAQ Composite. However, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 18 points, or less than 0.1%. A report showed the measure of inflation most closely watched by the Federal Reserve slowed more than economists expected in November. Investors are hoping the Fed will start cutting rates next year after raising them to cool off inflation. Paul Harloff, New York.
President Biden signs a new executive order aimed at targeting financial facilitators of the Russian defense industry. The Kremlin is trying to restock the Russian military's depleted arsenal after nearly 22 months of fighting in Ukraine. More details at SRNnews.com.